You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
ESG has certainly been one of the big themes and factors in markets over the last few years. And I recall when I first started covering financial markets almost 20 years ago, that it really was in the backwaters. You would find things like environmental, social, governance issues, but they've been thrust into the center. And Signia, the asset manager founded by Magda Verzicka, has launched a new exchange-traded fund, giving investors exposure to overseas companies that promote sustainable investment principles. It's the Signia Itrix S&P Global 1200 ESG ETF, or the 1200 ESG ETF, and it was listed on the main board of the JSE on Monday, bringing the number of ETFs listed on the local bourse to 79, with a combined market value of roughly 110 billion rand. The fund is also expected to list on A2X. And to find out more about the fund, I'm joined now by Eva Majerova, Signia's Head of Investment Consulting and Itrix. Good evening, Eva.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Now, what's the overall investment objective and strategy of this new ETF?
So the overall objective is to provide South African investors with global exposure. And the global exposure is to both developed markets and emerging markets, although the exposure to developed markets is higher. It's about 95% exposure to developed markets, but there is the emerging market element as well. And within that global exposure, I mean, as the fund name says, there is a focus on ESG. And for us, you know, the way we view ESG at the moment is not just about, you know, ticking the boxes. You know, are the companies doing the right things in terms of environmental, social, and governance factors? But it can almost be seen as a risk management tool. As you can imagine, you know, a company that might have a scandal about, you know, CO2 emissions or a scandal about data breaches, it affects the share price of a company. Mm-hmm. And you will recall the VW emission scandals and those type of things. So it can be seen as a risk management tool. By supporting the right companies that are doing the right things in terms of ESG, it's an easy way to identify growth opportunities and to kind of lower the downside risk of these companies.
And if you look at the actual risk profile of the fund itself, what sort of risk profile does it have, and what sort of investors should be investing in a fund like this?
So the ETF is a high risk portfolio because it is 100% global equity. Just by, you know, the definition of an instrument, I mean, when you're investing in a equity, it is a high risk type of investment. But at the same time, because it's so well diversified, so although it's called the 1200 index, the 1200 is really the universe of stocks, but then the ones that actually tick the boxes in terms of ESG can be a little bit lower. So at the moment, we're sitting with about 753 different constituents, but you can appreciate that by investing in, you know, one instrument, the ETF, that tracks the performance of these 753 stocks, it is still a very well-diversified exposure. Investors would have exposure to, you know, information technology, financials, all of the broad sectors, but heavily weighted towards information technology, healthcare, and the financial sector. But it is a high-risk investment because it is a global equity.
Because it's 100% equities. Exactly. But, I mean, within that equity bucket or basket, because of the issues you've just outlined prior to this around companies that have a high ESG score and weighting being able to mitigate other risks in the operating environment, I would probably classify it within that high risk bucket of equities as lower risk in that bucket. When you look at fees, it's interesting to look at the marketing brochure. You put a total expense ratio of 0.35% per annum, but you say the other fees are still to be confirmed. Why is that?
Because we only launched the ETF on Monday, and the other fees, so between the total expense ratio and the total investment charges, is the transaction costs. And the transaction costs are the costs that you rack up by trading in the market. And those costs we only know after the fact. So the true total investment charges, it will add on, you know, a basis point or two. It shouldn't be too much more than that. But going forward, you know, your listeners, if they're interested to know the fees, I would encourage them to look on our website and look at the fund fact sheet as of month end. That will then fully disclose the fees that were actually experienced over that period. So there's a number of fees that do fluctuate, and there's periods where portfolios rebalance, where more trading takes place than other periods. So those are the variables that we do not know at the start.
But still low cost. I mean, if you look at a total expense ratio, as you list at 0.35% per annum, even if you had 0.1 or 0.2%, still really on the lower cost access to this kind of thematic and first of its kind in the South African market. Thank you very much, Eva Majerova-Signiers, Head of Investment Consulting and Itrix, talking about the new Signia Itrix S&P Global 1200 ESG ETF.